Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today we have an email from Andrea. Guys, oh wait, here's the subject. I'm taking it as a sign. Okay. Guys, I just clicked on a random episode of your podcast, episode 295 of the Thinking LSAT podcast, and listened as you started to go through a logical reasoning question. Test 73, section 2, question 2, about this poor girl named Janetta who doesn't understand why customers don't say, "You're welcome," to a cashier. Okay, I remember that. Mm-hmm. As I listened, I opened up my LSAT Demon account to start studying. I had just purchased the basic plan yesterday and have drilled on only a handful of questions. I paused the podcast, which I've listened to maybe 3 episodes of, opened the logical reasoning drills, and the question is... this one, test 73, section 2, question 2, the Janetta question. What are the fucking chances?
Ben, what are the fucking chances?
I don't know. They're not like, I don't know what they are.
Well, you could calculate it. She was just listening to a logical reasoning question and decided she wanted to drill logical reasoning.
Yeah. Well, so she's new. She has a basic plan, which means she has something like 70 tests.
That's a lot. Okay.
But about a third of those are allocated to drilling. So let's say there's like 22, 23 tests allocated to drilling. Okay. I think that's actually, well, let's just say 20, keep it simple. Of those, right? So that means there's 1,000 logical reasoning questions.
Okay.
And of those, probably 20%, so 200 are level 1 questions. Okay. So, yeah, she had a 1 in 200 chance.
So, what are the fucking chances? Roughly 1 in 200, half a percent, roughly.
Half a percent, yep.
Yeah, not as quite as crazy as she thinks, but anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
After years of sporadically studying for the LSAT and wanting to apply to law school, but just not having the gumption, this is the final kick in the pants. I'm glad this experience kicked you in the pants. I'm not sure why. I'm sending this email as a placeholder for my success story. I took the LSAT last November and got a 152. I'm determined to blow that score out of the water, and I think I can. I'll let you know what's up come August and October, as a month of studying may not be enough for success. A success story as huge as I'm hoping for. You rock. Thanks for making this studying for the LSAT less shitty. Andrea.
That's awesome. I enjoyed that email. I like the use of the word gumption. I like the phrase kick in the pants.
Yep.
I like thanks for making studying for the LSAT less shitty. Andrea has got a little bit of a style, which I... quite enjoy.
Yeah.
As far as taking anything as a sign, I don't think Ben and I ever take anything as a sign of anything. Ben and I are like, yeah, that was coincidence. Okay, let's move forward. But anyway.
Well, we figured out the odds for you today. So that's, yeah. That's our take on that.
Anyway.
If you see any other signs out there and you want our take on it.
Also, you know, I'm glad that you're planning on taking the test in August and October. That still will only be a total of 3 attempts, Andrea.
Yep.
I would be putting November also probably on my calendar, just a placeholder. And there's a 5th attempt available to you after that. Get greedy. Like, you know, be one of these 20 or 30 point improvements that we're hearing about all the time now.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say 30 points is all the time, but we are hearing multiple people telling us that they studied with the demon and ended up improving by 28 points. Like, that happens a lot.
Yep.
And, 28 points for Andrea would be a 180. So, get greedy. Keep studying hard. Take it as many times as necessary to get the score on record that really reflects your ability. You're demonstrating to the law schools how hard you can work by busting your ass and retaking the test and getting the very best LSAT score you possibly can.
Yeah. Cool. email us at daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask a question or share some hot LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.